Back in November, Georgia voters said no to a constitutional amendment that would have let the state take over some low-performing schools. Now, at the time, Governor Deal promised to come up with a replacement after the vote failed, and now, as Martha Dalton reports, he has.
The bill, sponsored by five Republican House members, combines some principles from the governor's takeover plan with suggestions from teachers groups and Democratic lawmakers. The original plan would have let the governor appoint a superintendent to run low-performing schools, overriding the authority of local school boards. The new proposal would create a chief turnaround officer who would report to the State Board of Education, not the governor. Instead of taking over schools outright, the bill says the officer would develop a system of assistance and support in collaboration with schools and local boards. Another difference, the prior plan would have taken money from local districts to help run low-performing schools. The new bill doesn't identify a funding source. The House Education Committee is expected to hold a hearing on the bill on Thursday. Martha Dalton, WABE News.